Hey, gorgeous beauty bosses, how are you doing today? So, I'm recording this episode on May 13, 2020, and to be honest with you, I'm getting a little bit fed up with this whole lockdown situation. I'm trying to look at, the benefits and the positive things and the opportunities which exist, that's true, but also I cannot wait to go to a restaurant or to travel and so on. So, yeah, I hope that things will be back to normal soon. Although my kids are back to school as of Monday, so that's great. But yeah, as with many businesses and with travel, I cannot wait for things to go back to normal. How are you handling this whole situation? I think it's getting more and more challenging every day for everybody. So yeah, let's hope for the best. I mean, that's all what we can do. So let's start talking about today's topic, which is how to get your clients say yes to your packages and memberships. Now, I think that especially during this time, selling packages and memberships is even more important and even more timely. Because, for example, if you sell packages, it will mean an immediate cash injection to your business. So, if you're late with some bills or if you took out some loans, then generating an immediate cash injection will be very beneficial to your business. So when people buy packages, of course they pay upfront, and it can mean a couple hundred or even thousands of dollars upfront revenue to your business. Now, with memberships, I also love memberships, although memberships don't create such a huge cash injection upfront, like typically, because people pay for the membership every month. But what I love about memberships is that you know that you will generate a certain amount of revenue every month. So memberships can mean a reliable, consistent income to your business every month. And I think especially during this time, it can give you peace of mind if you know that you can cover your monthly expenses just from the memberships. So I think that it's very important to focus on selling both, like selling packages and memberships right now. Now, I will give you some strategies on how to do that in this episode because I know that many of you tried selling memberships and packages in the past, but you didn't really like you were struggling with selling packages and memberships. So I will give you some tips on how you can sell these packages and memberships more efficiently. Now, first of all, the strategies that I'm going to share in this episode are targeting existing clients. So, clients who had at least one treatment in your spa or salon. Now, I know that many spas try to target like new clients, and they try to get them by packages and memberships, but typically, like most people, like most quality clients will want to try your services at least once before they commit to a membership or a package. Now, of course, deal sites are different because there are super cheap packages and super cheap packages because they don't have memberships. So they have super cheap packages on deal sites, so that's different. If you want to sell packages at full price or almost full price, then you will need to target your existing clients. So let's get started. So strategy number one is that the quality of clients will affect how easily you can sell packages and memberships. Now, as you may know, I work with spas and permanent makeup studios, and I help them get more clients. And when I meet them for the first time, I always ask how they are getting new clients and if they buy packages and memberships. And the spas that rely mainly on deal sites, they really struggle to sell packages and memberships. And it's not surprising because the mentality of deal site clients is typically to just buy another deal. So they are not, like, typically, they are not interested in committing to a premium membership or a premium package because they just want to go back to the deal site and look for another deal. So if you've been struggling to sell packages and if you attract your clients from deal sites, then that's probably the number one reason why you didn't sell more packages. Now, in my marketing agency, we focus on attracting high quality, high paying clients for the spas that we work with, so our clients can build a loyal clientele. So, for example, for one of the spas, this is a more recent example, by the way. So, we paused this spa's campaign in March. I think it was mid-March because they had to close down due to the virus situation. But up until mid-March, we saw that like this spa sold a lot of packages. So we generated 39 laser hair removal appointments for this medical spa, and they managed to sell 17 packages, which is like a 50% conversion rate, which is quite good, right? So if you get like whatever number of clients and 50% buy packages, that's quite amazing. So these packages were not cheap. Like it was 6 sessions of laser hair removal. So they're, you know, choice of area. So it could be legs, arms, underarms, and so on. And they paid for 6 sessions full price, and they got a seventh session for free. So that was the offer. And these packages cost between like a couple hundred dollars. Like, for example, like lips and chin, these are like the lip and chin packages are around, I think, 150, 200, something like that. And for the legs and for the bigger areas, they can cost up to 700, 800, and so on. And by the way, so 50% bought packages, and another 40%, so another 16 to 17 clients rebooked the next session. So basically the overall like conversion rate was 90%. So 90% of these new clients either bought a package or they rebooked for another session. The funny thing is that before working with me, they were getting clients from deal sites, and they really struggled to sell packages. So they could sell, I think, one, like out of 10 clients, like 10 deal site clients, they could sell a package to only one. So they had a 10% conversion rate, which is not great. So yeah, as you can see, you know, although this spa is amazing, I love working with them, but as you can see, the quality of clients will really determine how many packages you can sell. Just to give you another example, so I work with another solo esthetician, and we started generating appointments for her, and she sold a $1,000 facial package to her first client. So, you know, I don't know if you've ever sold $1,000 facial packages, but that's really, really amazing. So my point is that if you attract premium new clients, you will have a much easier time selling packages. So that's the first thing to look at. So are you attracting many deal hunters and discount shoppers? Because if that's the case, then that's the number one reason why you have a hard time selling packages. So in that case, your number one assignment is to change your marketing and start attracting high quality clients. Now, I know that you're asking like how to attract high quality clients. So I have a couple of podcast episodes on how to sell more premium services. So you can just check some of my other podcasts. So tip or strategy number one, create an exciting package or membership. So this is very important because many times I see spas creating boring packages like buy 5, get 1 free, and that's it. And, you know, I used to do that in my spa. So don't feel bad if that's where you are at right now, because we can change that, right? So we can always change that. We can always create some more exciting packages. So first of all, start with your ideal client. So what is this ideal client's goal? Of course, related to your services. So if you're offering skincare services, what's the skincare goal of your ideal client? So is it getting rid of acne? Is it having more is it getting rid of wrinkles, or if you do body treatments, like So you can always do this exercise, whatever services you're offering. So for example, if you have many acne clients, you could create a clear skin boot camp. So for example, it could be an 8-week boot camp, an 8-week program towards clearer, healthier, and more radiant skin. So that could be the name and the subtitle. And I think it sounds, at least to me, it sounds much more exciting than just a buy five, get one free acne facial series, right? So yeah, that's why creating an exciting package is so important. And so for example, back to this clear skin package, it could include a weekly or bi-weekly facial. It could include a bonus, some bonus treatments, for example, a bonus LED light treatment. It could include, let's say, 2 emergency spot treatments, which is just a 15-minute session to treat a new pimple, and people might not even, you know, take advantage of it. And it could even include some products if you want to. And so on. And regarding the pricing, I like to create an easy yes version. So for example, there could be a mini version or a shorter version, or for example, this clear skin bootcamp, there can be a version without the products, and there could be a version with the products, which could be a more premium, more expensive version. Now, the package or the bootcamp type of offer works great for those services where clients should get a series of treatments within a certain period of time to get the best results. So, for example, acne facials, microcurrent, body contouring, and so on. But for other types of services, for example, dermaplaning, which people don't need to get dermaplaning every week typically, they get dermaplaning every month. So for dermaplaning facials, customized facials, lash extensions, lash lift, massage, and so on, the membership model can work much better. So for example, it could be a monthly facial membership or a monthly massage membership, and so on. Now, again, when it comes to naming the membership, it's important to come up with an enticing or an exciting name. So if you just name it, you know, whatever, spa facial membership, I mean, it's, you know, at least you're trying, but it's not, you could get better results with a more exciting name. And as I said, I'm not judging you, because I went through the same struggles. I came up with super boring names in my spa when I was just starting out. So I want to support you and help you take your spa to the next level. So back to the names. So you could call this skincare membership, for example, Radiant Skin Club, or it could be Glow Up Club. So something that sounds exciting and something that also talks about the end result, so what people want to achieve. So for example, radiant skin, or they want a glow up, or it could be like a hashtag no filter, no makeup facial club or something like that. So depending on your ideal client, right? So if you're targeting like a younger demographic, then the hashtag no filter club could work well, or the glow up club. If you're targeting like an older demographic, then the name could sound like, even the radiant skin club could be a good option, and so on. So I just want you to start doing some brainstorming. I just want to give you a few ideas, and then you can come up with a name that your ideal clients would love. Now, back to the membership. So what should the membership include? So it could include, usually it's one service per month. So it could be one facial, one massage, one lash fill, and so on. And for example, regarding the facials or the massage, you can give them a few options, like a few different facials to choose from. Of course, you are not gonna give them the option to choose a premium facials, for example, microneedling, but they could choose from you understand what I mean. So for example, from the customized facial, dermaplaning facial, and so on. So they could choose their own facial, or you could just customize a treatment depending on their skin's needs. Also, you can include a discount for product. And also, what I also like is that to keep your members committed and to keep them, renewing their membership, you could add on a bonus after a certain period in the membership. So, for example, in month two, they could get a free waxing. In month three, they could get a $20 gift card for products and so on. So, just to keep them feel appreciated and just to help with the renewal. Now, when it comes to the memberships, there are some terms and conditions to consider. For example, is there a minimum monthly commitment? So, do clients have to commit to at least, let's say, 3 months, 6 months, and so on? Also, what happens if they don't come in for their monthly treatment? Can they roll over the unused services, and so on? So you can just consider all of these terms and conditions before you launch your membership. And let's proceed with strategy number three, which is start selling, of course. So once you have the membership or the package ready, then you should start selling it. But I'm not gonna just leave you with that. I'm actually gonna give you some tips and tricks when it comes to selling memberships and packages. So first of all, when it comes to selling anything, whether it's products, packages, or memberships, it starts with your mindset. So when I was coaching the spa therapists in my spa, I realized that many of them wasn't good at selling because they had the wrong mindset. So, for example, some of them didn't want to bother the clients with product recommendations or packages because they spent, like, in their mind, the client already spent a lot of money on treatments, which, I mean, it was the case, but they made the sales more about them than about the client. Also, other therapists had a fear of rejection, so they didn't even try to sell. So, mindset around sales is a big subject in itself, and I might do another podcast episode on it, but for now, just observe your thoughts. Like, what comes up for you when it comes to selling? Do you find it tacky? Do you have a fear of rejection? And so on. But keep in mind that selling is serving. So, I will share a story with you. So, I don't know if you've ever had a friend recommending you a product which was actually life-changing, which was amazing. And it actually happened to me, so I like visiting new spas all the time when I travel. So, for example, during my most recent travels, which was back in March when we were still allowed to travel, I had an amazing facial at the Mandarin Oriental Spa in Miami, and during the facial, the aesthetician applied a hair mask on my hair, and my hair looked amazing after I washed out the mask in my hotel room. But the therapist didn't give me a product recommendation card, or she didn't try to sell me the product, so I had no idea about the name of this amazing mask. And I actually went back to the spa to buy the mask, but I would have been so grateful if she had tried to sell me because then I could have saved a trip back to the spa. So, sales is tacky only if you're trying to sell something that may not benefit the customer, right? So, if you're trying, like many times, I think, not just in the spa industry, but in other industries, people think about these used car salesmen, right? When it comes to sales, whereas when you're actually selling something that could benefit the customer, then you're actually serving them. So if you have a solution, whether it's a product or a package, to your client's problems, then you are actually doing a disservice to them by not selling. So this mindset shift is very important, and that's the starting place for all sales. The other thing is communication, because I find that many times as beauty professionals, we use technical terms and industry jargon that our clients may not understand. It's not just the beauty profession, by the way, it's like professionals from every industry. Like, for example, in my marketing agency, I could start talking about like conversion rates, squeeze pages, A/B split testing, and you might not understand what I'm talking about. So during my discovery calls, I'm not using these terms because I know that my clients may or may not understand these terms. So it's the same with the beauty profession. So I've shared my vitamin C facial story many times, but it's still relevant in this case. So I had a client, if you haven't heard the story, I'm gonna share it. So I had a client who wanted to promote her vitamin C facial. And after I did customer and market research, I found out that for her ideal client, vitamin C was not a selling point. So, of course, they wanted glowing skin, they wanted the anti-aging benefits, but they didn't know about the skincare benefits of vitamin C. So vitamin C might sound like, it doesn't sound like a technical term, but if your clients don't understand the benefits of your treatment package or membership, then they will not sign up for it. So that's the other tip, like use simple terms and terms that your ideal clients understand. Also, once you have everything finalized, so you have your packages, you have your memberships, then you can start testing it on your existing clients. So what I mean by that is that you can just simply ask them at the checkout if they want to sign up to your package or membership. And if they show interest, then it will show you that you're on the right track. If they are not really interested, then probably you should tweak the name or you should tweak some things because they are not like even if they are not attracted to it, then if you're expanding your marketing, then it's gonna be even more challenging to sell these packages. So once you have your existing clients interested in these packages and memberships, then you can start like a bigger marketing campaign. So you can do email marketing, text marketing, you can promote it on social media, and so on. So you can pick your marketing channels, whichever marketing channels you want to use, but the more important things are gonna be the communication and the name of the package or the membership rather than the channels, like the marketing channels. So that's it for today about selling packages and memberships. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Also, I would like to invite you to sign up to my free webinar, which is Fully Booked and Thriving in 2020. And in this webinar, I will teach you how you can get all the clients that you need, charge the prices that you deserve, and take your spot to the next level in 2020. So actually, in this free webinar, I'm sharing strategies that work for us right now. So I'm using these strategies even right now, and the spas that we work with are getting amazing results, and many of them are actually like fully booked for several weeks in advance. So if you're interested in this free webinar, I'm gonna drop the link in the notes, so in the podcast notes, and you can check it out, you can sign up, and you can watch the webinar. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.